Well, if last year,
a two-yard.
Last year, if it was just right, you might say, it won't fit this year, but last year it...
It was just right.
What was it, just right?
It's too small.
Well, if it...
It fit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Matching coat and pants and vest are
a suit.
And if you just bought it, it's a...
Outfit.
And it's not new, I mean, it's not old, but it's...
It's new, of course, they wore vests. All the men used to wear vests, Papa did.
And they don't... Well, a lot of them have vests now.
Uh-huh. I see on television where some of my plays, I see men wearing vests.
Some of your plays?
Yeah.
You mean your...
The soap operas.
Soap operas, right. Yeah. Now, I might say, oh, this dress isn't samphorized. I hope it won't
grow up.
Okay. The one that I washed yesterday
grew up.
Lately, it seems that everyone I have washed has
grown up.
Okay. Now, we were talking about a girl before she goes out on a date and she's putting on makeup and making sure that she looks real pretty. What do you call all this activity?
She's making herself beautiful.
What do you call it? Like she's just getting...
Oh, dressed. All beauty dressed for a date.
And when she's in the room and she's putting on the makeup and putting on
beautifying herself.
What do you say? Oh, she's just getting all...
dolled up.
Okay. How about for men?
Well, you can say the same thing about him. He's all dolled up.
So he's all dolled up, too? Okay, and you wouldn't really call anything besides...
No.
Okay. What do you hold coins in?
Coin purse.
Okay. And what does a woman wear around her wrist?
A bracelet, a watch.
Okay. And what did men used to wear to hold up their trousers?
Suspenders.
Okay. And when it rains, what do you hold?
Umbrella.
And what's the fancy top cover that you put on the bed?
Bedspread.
And at the end of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
And then the real large pillow?
Bolster.
A bolster. That, now, the bolster goes clear.
Goes clear the width of the bed.
Okay. And then that thing that you have made out there?
That's a quilt. One of my friends, I don't know to stop you.
Oh, that's okay.
She was in a magazine yesterday. And she has a picture, and they put a quilt on a table for people to eat on. While they, don't you know you don't want to watch the quilt so much, you're doing it.
Yeah. They had in a magazine?
Yeah, I wouldn't want a quilt on my table.
They're crazy.
They're so popular now, so they just use them everywhere, I guess.
Well, I still have looked for them in stores, and they still cost a lot of money.
Oh, I reckon so.
If there are any kind of good quilt at all.
Yeah, I know it. I reckon so. A lady who charged you $25 just to quilt one.
You know, I've seen the cheapest one that I've seen that I've liked has been $50.
I know it.
The ones that I really like are always
higher.
$195.
Oh, yeah. I know it. You ought to see one I always bought. Her is over 100.
Where'd she get it?
Richard.
She got it Richard.
Bound in velvet.
A lot of times when you're
pretty
just saying,
when you just goes on, see she has antique beds.
Yeah. I didn't see it. Did she have it on one of the beds?
No, she didn't. I asked her, I said, why don't you use it? I don't know what she's keeping it for.
Maybe she just wants to save it for company. And company.
I guess so.
I don't blame her.
But next time you go there, you make a show you that bedspread. She's got that in her drawer.
I'd like to see that. She ought to kind of prop it somewhere where it won't get hurt.
I don't know. I think she has it in one of those chests. I'm going to tell her she better put it in a plastic bag so no bugs and anything will eat it up. I got to remember that.
Yeah.
Well, and tell her, man.